All right, so we talked a lot about the Broncos defense in our show yesterday and just how stellar they have been this season, a complete turnaround. But the offense has also been making a lot of progress for this team with Sean Payton and Bo Nix, their rookie quarterback, joining forces. And Coach Raheem Morris, he talked about basically Sean Payton being a big factor in the progression of Bo Nix this season.
I think it starts with Sean. I got to give him a lot of credit first just for Sean has always been known to get his quarterback easy completions. He's found a way to get his guys completions, found a way to get those guys comfortable knowing exactly where to go and be able to do all the proper things. And then Bo, getting a chance to know him personally, I know what type of listener he is. I know how well he can pick up those things and develop. So I got a lot of respect for him just throughout the draft process of being able to go work with him just a little bit and find out who he is and what he's about. And he's done a great job of using his legs. I think he's really taken the league by storm with his ability to run and all those type of things. And him finding easy completions and being able to do those things has been something they've done really well, and they're getting better and better at every single week, and that's why they've been so competitive.
That was Coach Morris on Dukes and Bell, by the way.
Were y'all thinking the same thing I was thinking when he's like, got to know him through the draft process?
Yeah.
I was like,
he's a good
kid.
Like, I mean, I know I said, probably you're going to say I said that about everybody.
No.
He's been married for a couple of years. He was married throughout his college career. Like, he's a rookie, but he's also kind of like a rookie adult, if you want
Hell,
to call
he's him. Hell, he's 24
like one of those BYU
years old.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. Like he went on a mission trip before he played college.
Or Chris Winkie.
But I mean, he was someone
technically, he did go on a mission trip. He went to Auburn for 2 years, and that's my favorite thing about him. And I know you know a lot about him, so I want you to follow up on this because you know his family. You've covered him. You and his grandma are on. She's on. You know how you have an iPhone, you can pin your text.
Stop. No, she's not.
Granny Nix is pinned on Tiffany.
Granny Nix.
Yeah. Granny Nix, baby.
You guys are crazy.
But this is a kid that's dad was a famous SEC quarterback and Patrick Nix at Auburn.
He's been through something.
He goes there. He's the prodigal son coming home, and it is a blank show of a program at the time. Look, Auburn fans, you can get mad, happy, glad, sad. I don't give a damn. Way more than now. Even then, it's maybe give or take. But anyways, it's a blank show. And the pressure is there. You have all these people that want to be critical of him. He goes to Oregon. Everyone laughs. That's never going to work. His first game, they play Georgia at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Doesn't pan out well. Since that game, dude has been a baller. He has grown up before our eyes. He took the long way home. But here he is in Denver, and I think we're going to look back in 7-8 years and say he was one of the better quarterbacks in the 2024 NFL draft. And I'm getting to the point now where I hope we say that they were all hits because we've got a guy sitting here.
You start looking at the odds. Like,
I know, because I think look, all these guys want to crap on Drake May. What? I think Drake May's growing, but I'm telling you, Bo Nix is a story that we should look at and say, look, it. Tough times happen, but if you fight through them, it can happen.
And
to
that's
you.
What I distinctly remember Dan Lanning talking about, that just the connection that the two of them had when Nix decided to go there and become their quarterback. So a lot of that factored into just the belief that Lanning had in him, but also the belief that Nix had in himself. And so I just always appreciated the fact that sometimes you run into different things with different schools where maybe a player's available to talk to, maybe they're not. But Nix was always a guy that if we weren't going to get him in the meetings, I got him on the phone. And that's a, ginormous school, big school, when you have those big school programs,
ginormous,
you're not always getting
word.
That kind of a availability with guys. But so I just always appreciated his willingness to talk and kind of the way he conducted his business.
Yeah, and a couple of points here. First of all, I think you're definitely right that since that game, that opener a couple of years ago, he played extremely well. I will say, to your next point, there's only one quarterback that really outdueled him last year, and that was Michael Penix, right? When you look at the couple matchups they had. So that's that. If anything needs to make you feel better. But I think it was interesting to think about how the draft played out, right? And the quarterbacks that you imagined would be available at 8, and to think that Raheem Morris got to know Bo Nix through that process and everything else. I just, there's a lot of stuff there. I will say, Raheem brings up that Sean has always had the ability to design throws, right? And to make quarterbacks comfortable. When I was watching Bryce Young against the Denver defense, I thought the same thing. I thought Dave Canales did a nice job. It was Bryce Young's first start back. He did a nice job of kind of making throws in the flats, a lot of quick screens, a lot of quick throws. And in the end, if you're a quarterback that's going to run that style, you have to hit downfield. And what did you and I see this morning, Bo? We're watching Bo Nix. He throws a seed between the corner and the safety. And it's just, I'm like, wow, like that's the throws you have to have eventually in Sean Payton's offense. You only have to have a couple of them a game, but they have done a nice job, to Raheem's point, of designing this offense to be to suit Bo Nix's strength. Like I said, he's never had this dual threat style of quarterback, and yet Sean Payton has been able to adapt to that. And I think it's a credit to him as a head coach.